Bon, merci. Si vous me permettez, je vais changer en anglais et j'ai une petite présentation. So I'll switch to English and I'll do it as fast as possible. And maybe the question that was posed to us, and that is maybe I suppose Darius will come back on, you suggest we would have some discussion about digital economy later, that is a bit unrelated to tax competition, but I'll make some remarks about tax competition and the question about how important tax competition is for the policy making process at the government. Stephanie and I are both representatives of our government, me of the Netherlands, Stephanie of Canada, and I think tax competition is important for governments. Could you switch to the next slide, because apparently this one doesn't work. So if you, speaking about the digital economy, if you use Google, the searching engine of Google, and you type in invest in and whatever country, you'll find agencies of all the governments attracting foreign investment into their country. In the Netherlands, we got the Netherlands Foreign Investment Agency, part of the Ministry of Economics. They present the Netherlands on a broad spectrum of issues, and we have at the tax administration, we have a special contact point that can inform potential foreign investors into the Netherlands on the tax issues. And I think every country in the world has such institutions where foreign investors can get information and certainty in advance on the tax issues. And the next one, please. And whether that works well, I think it's hard to say. I think the comparison is reasonable to make with how important good food is for a long life or how important exercise is for a good life. Nobody knows exactly what the relation is. We know there is a relation, we know it is important, but we also know that many other factors are more important. I think if foreign investors are considering investing into your country, the infrastructure, the grade of education, the social stability of the country are much more important than tax competition, but tax competition plays a role, and therefore we do that. Please. So why do it? I think three factors can be distinguished, and they refer to different relations in the government. First, in the relation between government and business, I think the tax plays an important role to get your country on the shortlist. If, let's say, non-European companies consider investing into Europe, they'll always have a short list of countries that they know that are attractive to invest. And usually we say it's UK, Ireland, Netherlands, Switzerland, countries with an open economy and a tax system that is adapted to that open economy that makes it attractive to invest because they have many instruments to avoid double taxation. So it's important to be on that short list. Once you're on the short list, either of the companies or of the tax advisors, then you can come up with the other factors of infrastructure, good education, etc. It's also important because you can't deny the issue is there between the believers on one side of the business-friendly politicians and on the other side of the, let's say, the equality defenders between business and equality. On both sides, you have the defenders that have the debate in Parliament and will have to give them the arguments pro and con of different fiscal measures. And the last question, obviously, we want to do good policy, and you need to have the answer on whether tax competition is important. That comes back to the comparison with good food and exercise. We just don't know. We don't know how many companies would not come to our countries if we would take different measures. We don't know how many companies are really attracted by the fiscal measures. What we can say is two things about what would be the benefits of tax competition. Obviously, attracting business through fiscal measures increases the business, the employment, and the revenues. And bottom line, the net revenue could be positive if you attract more activity into your country, even if it would be at a lower tax rate. And there are also people who say it's important to increase efficiency in government. If you allow all countries to have their tax rate as high as they want, it'll lead to spending on useless projects. If you put the pressure on the governments through a lower tax rate, they'll increase efficiency. I think the most important for this audience would be to look at where does tax competition fail. So if you would please go to the next slide. I'll mention some points there. I think an important issue is that when we talk about tax competition, I'm afraid we're not talking about a real competition. First of all, most businesses are not considering investing either in one country or in another country. They are just interested to invest in as many countries as possible. I think there's only a small part of investments that goes either one way or the other way. So only for those businesses, competition on tax regimes is relevant. And the other thing is that you don't really give business a choice. It's not that you offer, let's say, a cheap pair of shoes that will be wasted within 1 year, or that you invest in expensive shoes that will last for 10 years. You give up, if you lower the tax rate, if you compete on tax measures, it attracts free riders. The government will provide the infrastructure anyway, it will be paid anyway, and those who get the benefits of a lower tax rate are benefiting of it at the cost of the ones who still pay the taxes, and that would usually be your local residents. The next thing is, and that's an important thing, I think, in relation to what Pascal has said, tax competition leads to tax avoidance. It's with international businesses, the approaches we take to attribute profits to the different countries in which a company is active are not very accurate. It's not a science, it's an art. There's a big gray area there, which profits should be attributed to which country. And if we have tax competition, businesses will be attracted to attribute as much profit as they can to the low taxing jurisdictions, and that creates a loss for all the countries together. That's why the European Commission and OECD has done something about that for that harmful tax competition. Stephanie will come back on that. And then the last point I would like to make is, if we think that tax competition is relevant and is important, do we really need a rate race? Do we really need to compete on the rates? And I think we don't. I think that countries and governments can agree on a minimum tax rate, and with that tax rate offer as good possibilities for business as they can be, as efficient as possible, and we don't need to have this race to the bottom that we are seeing at the moment. And with that said, could you take over, Stephanie?